Hey, it's Reed Magnum, River Fest tonight at Riverside Park in La Crosse, and going on stage at 10 o'clock, it is Randy Houser, and he is jumping on the phone with us. Randy, thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Oh, I'm glad to do it, Reed. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's been such a crazy year and a half, because all of us have experienced the same thing with this pandemic. What was pandemic life like for the Houser family?
You know what? It was just a lot of being at home, you know, which was, you know, a completely different experience for me. But, you know, the family time that I had was something I probably would have never gotten otherwise. And my little boy Huckleberry just turned 2. So during the pandemic, I got to see things, you know, watch him walk and really start talking and all those things that I probably never would have gotten to see otherwise. So it was, you know, I mean, a lot of people were hurting health-wise and financially and all those things. And, you know, it definitely didn't help us, you know, financially and all those things. And we went through COVID at our house. And so it was a crazy time. But, you know, we're here and we're you know, we're very thankful that we made it through that year. And the biggest thing is very thankful to be back out here playing music, which is, this is the first time we've played as a band in quite a while. So this is it was a special time in a lot of ways, but you know, it did suck in a lot of ways.
Well, Randy, I wanted to ask you about that. You've performed all over the place, so many amazing shows. Is it like riding a bike, do you think, when you get back out on stage tonight? Or do you get a little bit nervous, you and your band, for the first time after a long layoff?
There's a little bit of nervous energy there, but, you know, I think I'm more excited than anything. You know, you hope it's like riding a bike. You know, when I get out there, hopefully I'll remember the words to everything and all those things, but, you know, you never know. But I'm also one of those guys that if I screw it up, I'll start it over. You know, I prefer to treat every night like you're sitting in my living room, you know, and or standing at my house. And, you know, it's not like everything has to be so for me. It's you know, we want to be good, and we want to have the biggest thing is I want to have fun. And if that means, hey, I screwed that up back out here, we're going to start it over. Sometimes those things are more fun than everything being perfect, you know?
No, I hear you on that. Some of your songs, like We Went, a lot of lyrics, so definitely a lot of words to try and keep straight. Again, we're talking with Randy.
We'll see.
We're excited for it. We're talking with Randy Houser performing tonight at Riverfest in La Crosse, and we're talking with him here on Kix 106.3. A couple more for you, Randy. So you have some songs with such big drums, big guitars, Running on a Moonlight, we mentioned We Went, I think a Boots On. Do you have a favorite song to perform live?
Wow. You know, I guess I don't have a big favorite. You know, it's still fun. I still love playing How Country Feels every night. And it's still one of those, you know, after all the years of playing it, still one of my favorites.
And then the last one for you, Randy. You just talked about how you like to kind of have a feel like we're sitting in your living room with you and listening to music.
Yeah.
Why do country artists have that feel? It's so different than so many other genres. What is it about country artists that they want to have that feel and connect with their listeners?
I don't know. I can't speak for much for pop, you know, pop music and musicians. I think that a lot of times country artists don't take themselves quite as serious as performers. It's not like, you know, for a lot of us that are songwriters and all those things, it's not like we're, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of that in country music, but we don't feel like a product as much as we feel like a human. And, you know, I think that there are some artists that are like packaged up that are, you know, really, hey, we got the handsome guy here that's been packaged up by a label to be, you know, to sell that way. But then you also have people that are lifelong musicians and singer-songwriters like I am that that have, you know, that you can't take yourself that seriously, and everything's not going to be perfect all the time, and it's the human element, and the, you know, we're all just country people raised, you know, just to be real and not, you know, it's not such a production that's just, you know, pieced together and put together by some choreographer and all those things, you know, it's real. That's the biggest word I could use, you know, realness.
Well, because as you said, you start off as a songwriter, you go to Nashville, you're performing the local gigs, and some of the most amazing music you hear is at those bars. So that makes sense. That probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Randy, thank you so much for the time, and thanks for coming to Riverfest in La Crosse. We're all really excited about it.
Well, I'm excited, too. I'm looking at the Mississippi River right now. It runs right by my house in Mississippi, too. So this is very cool.
Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
That's Randy Houser. He'll be taking the stage tonight at Riverside Park in La Crosse for Riverfest. Randy goes on at 10. We'll be introducing him. And hey, make sure that as you are walking to the stage, we've got a Kix 106.3 tent set up, and John Stevenson's going to be there, Kelly Wilde, Chelsea, myself, and we're going to be giving away free Kix 106.3 t-shirts. So make sure you come by, say hi, get a free t-shirt, and looking forward to Randy Houser tonight at Riverfest.